Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a jungle drum bus with a crunchy sampler texture in Ableton Live 12, and the big idea here is simple. In jungle and drum and bass, the drum bus is not just glue. It's part of the sound design. We're going for that dusty, energetic, slightly damaged feel that makes a breakbeat sound alive. Think crunch, grit, density, and controlled chaos, but without losing punch. If the drums stop hitting hard, we've gone too far. So throughout this lesson, we're balancing vibe with impact. First, let's build the drum foundation. Start with a kick, snare, hats, some percussion, and ideally a chopped break or ghost percussion layer. For darker DNB, keep the kick short and disciplined. Don't overdo the low end on the kick, because the sub will need room later. Let the snare and break texture carry a lot of the attitude. That snare is often the identity of a loop, so we want it to stay clear and confident. Once your drum parts are in place, group them into a drum group. In Ableton, that's Command or Control G. Rename it something like Drum Bus or Jungle Drums so it's obvious this is your main processing lane. This matters, because everything we do from here is about shaping the drums as one instrument. Now put EQ8 first on the drum bus. This is just for cleanup, not for heavy-handed surgery. If your group includes the kick, don't aggressively cut the low end. If it's mostly breaks and percussion, you can high-pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz. If the drums feel muddy, try a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. And if the hats are too sharp or spitty, ease off a little in the 7 to 10 kHz range. Here's the key. Do not overclean. Jungle drums are supposed to have some mess in them. You want controlled grime, not sterile polish. Next, a drum bus. This device is a monster for this kind of work. Start with drive somewhere in the 5 to 20% range, and use crunch sparingly if you want more edge. If the groove needs a little more weight, you can use boom, but be careful with it. Usually, around 50 to 70 Hz is a reasonable place to test. Transients should be kept alive, so either leave them close to neutral or nudge them slightly positive if the drums need more attack. A good rule here is to ask yourself, does this still hit me in the chest? If the answer becomes no, pull back. We want bite and body, not mush. After drum bus, add saturator for more controlled harmonic grit. Turn soft clip on, and start with a drive of around 2 to 8 dB. Then trim the output so the level matches the bypassed sound. That way you're making the drums more exciting, not just louder. Saturator is great, because it can make the break feel sampled, worn, and dense without relying only on compression. If the snare gets too sharp, ease back the drive. Sometimes it helps to think of saturator as something that should hit the break layer a little harder than the clean transient path. Now add glue compressor. This is where we start making the drums feel like one performance. Use a medium attack, maybe 10 or 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or somewhere around 0.3 to 0.6 seconds. Ratio can sit around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. You're usually only looking for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The goal is cohesion, not crushing. Jungle drums need movement. If you flatten the transient shape too much, the groove loses urgency. So listen for bounce, not just density. Now we bring in dirt. Add redux or erosion, depending on the flavor you want. Redux is great if you want bit reduction and sample rate degradation, that classic crunchy sampler vibe. Use it subtly, maybe a light downsample and 10 to 14 bits if you're keeping it on the bus. Erosion is more about brittle high-frequency edge, especially on hats and break transients. Wide noise mode with a frequency somewhere around 3 to 8 kHz can add a really nice ragged top. If you're working in Live 12 and want something heavier, roar is an excellent option. Just use it with taste. It can be amazing on a parallel chain or used very gently on the bus to add modern bite. Now for the fun part, the crunchy sampler texture layer. This is the move that really gives the drums that jungle record feel. We're going to resample the drum bus or bounce out a break fragment, then reload that audio into Sampler so it becomes a texture instrument. You can do this a couple of ways. One method is to create a new audio track, set its input to resampling, and record 4 to 8 bars of the drums playing. Another method is to bounce just the break layer or a percussion fragment so you have more control. Either way, we're capturing the character of the drums as audio. Once you've got the resample, drag it into Sampler on a new MIDI track. For chop textures, classic or one-shot mode works well. If you want to break the rhythm apart and play slices like an old jungle producer, use slice mode and slice by transient. In classic mode, try pitching it down 12 to 24 semitones for darker texture. Use the filter to shave off excess brightness, and keep the envelope short if you want it percussive, or longer if you want it to wash out behind the drums. In slice mode, you can reprogram the break in a more human, broken-up way, which is really at the heart of jungle rhythm. Now process the simpler layer like a texture instrument, not like a full drum bus. Put EQ8 first and high pass around 120 to 200 Hz so it doesn't fight the kick and sub. Add saturator for a few extra dB of harmonics. Follow that with auto filter if you want movement, and then maybe redux or erosion for more dusty character. If needed, use utility to keep the chorus centered or control the width. This layer should live above the low end. Its job is not to replace your main drums. Its job is to add dust, movement, and a sense of chopped sampler history. Now blend the texture layer with the main drum bus. You can do this as a parallel return, or as a separate audio track quietly tucked under the drums. If you can hear the texture as a separate effect, it's probably too loud. You want it to feel embedded. Think of the main drum bus as the punch and groove, and the texture layer as maybe 10 to 25% of the total perceived drum energy. This is a great moment to do a short/beat check. Toggle the whole drum bus chain on and off. If the processed version sounds more exciting, but somehow smaller, that's a sign you've overcooked the mids or blurred the transients. Back it off and keep the hit intact. Now let's talk arrangement, because jungle drums should evolve. In the intro or breakdown, you can open up the texture layer a bit more, filter the drums, and let the listener hear the dirt before the full groove arrives. In the drop, tighten the low end and maybe reduce some of the distortion if the mix gets too crowded. During fills, automate extra grit on the last bar before the drop, or bring in a few reversed slices and pitch changes for tension. This is where the drum bus becomes a performance tool, not just a static chain. And of course, check everything against the bass. Play the drums with your sub, your reese, or your growl bass, and make sure the snare still cuts through. Make sure the kick isn't fighting the sub. Make sure the crunchy texture isn't masking the bass movement. If it is, clean up the low mids on the texture layer and high pass it a little more. Keep the dirty stuff out of the sub region. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't distort the entire bus too hard. Don't let the texture compete with the snare. Don't overcompress the groove, and don't let grit creep into the low end. Also, make sure the texture has rhythm. Random dirt is just noise. Rhythmic dirt is jungle. Here are a few pro tips to keep in mind. Think in layers, not one magical bus sound. Gain stage before you distort so your saturation feels intentional. Use short/beat checks often. Keep the snare leading the ear. Watch the tail length so the groove doesn't smear. And mono check regularly, because a lot of exciting jungle texture falls apart when summed. If you want to go further, try splitting the drum bus into an impact path and a trash path. Keep one copy mostly clean and punchy, and process the other copy aggressively with distortion, redux, erosion, or roar, then blend it quietly underneath. That can give you punch and damage at the same time. You can also sidechain the dirty layer to the snare so the crack stays readable, or use multiband style thinking so the low mids get gentle saturation, while the highs get more obvious grime. That's a really good way to get character without flattening the whole spectrum. For a quick practice exercise, build a 4-bar loop at around 170 to 174 BPM. Put in a kick on the downbeats and a snare on 2 and 4. Group the drums at EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and glue compressor. Resample the loop for 4 bars, load it into simpler, slice it or pitch it down an octave, add erosion or redux, then blend it quietly under the main drums. Finally, automate a little extra texture in the last bar before the loop repeats. If it works, you should hear a snare that still snaps, a break that feels dustier and more animated, and a loop that sounds more like a jungle record and less like a clean drum machine. So the big takeaway is this: in DNB and jungle, the drum bus should do more than glue. It should create vibe, keep the clean transient, add controlled grime in layers, and use resampling to give your drums that chopped, sample-worn energy. That's how you get drums that feel heavy, musical, and properly rooted in jungle culture. If you want, next I can turn this into a more concise voiceover version, or into a timed script with section timestamps for recording.